You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I wanted to just spend a minute on this and throw it out. Maybe we'll get into it more as we go along. So last night, for a third time in about a week and a half or so, a sex toy was thrown onto a WNBA court. And it grazed Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever, who had, over the weekend, after the second incident, the second time said sex toy was thrown onto a WNBA court, said, hey, stop throwing, and then she used the word that they are commonly referred to as, which I'm not sure if we're allowed to say on the radio, so I'm not. But you know what we're talking about, a word that starts with a D. Stop throwing these at us. Somebody's going to get hurt. And I'm paraphrasing. So last night, somebody threw it at her. And it just grazed her foot, her ankle, whatever. And I watched the reaction on social media last night, and I was constantly reminded of what kind of horrible society we've become. Just an absolute bunch of hooligans. Now listen, I get it, right? Talking about sex. Talking about sex toys is funny. Grow the up. Just please grow up. You're supposed to be an adult. You're supposed to, I don't know, have some morals. Have some values. Have some maturity. Have some responsibility. Have some discretion. I get you're trying to be cute and appeal to Barstool Sports, which is the, I don't want to say it's the ultimate scum of the earth organization and group, but let's be honest. That bar ain't very high, people. With all due respect. With all due respect. That bar ain't very high over there. And then there's other outlets like, I think it's Complex Sports and this and that. And haterade and all these things that I see that pop up that people send me. Listen, I get everybody wants to be viral. I get everybody wants to be cool. I get everybody wants to go, I'm going to throw a sex toy. You know what sex toy we're talking about. At a bunch of women that have many, might have different sexual orientation and different proclivities, okay, than is traditional. I get it. You want to be a little boy. You want to be romper room. I get it. You want to be a little immature bastard. Oh, I might get a viral moment. I hope your ass gets arrested. I hope they find out who's throwing these things. And I hope your ass gets thrown in jail. Because A, it's insulting and demeaning. B, I don't know, you could legitimately hurt somebody. Try throwing one of those things from, I don't know, the upper level or the mid-level of an arena and throwing it hard enough so that you know it's going to get on the court. And what if it hits somebody in the eye at full speed? What if it hits, I don't know, somebody somewhere else? And legitimately an injury happens. But specifically, what happens if it busts up somebody's nose or hits somebody in the eye and their vision is never the same? How cool are you then, tough guy? How cool are you? How badass are you then, meathead? Can we please act like a civilized society? Is it too much to ask for people not to be complete nitwits, complete dumbasses, complete idiots? And oh, by the way, and listen, I leave the WNBA talk for others unless there's something relevant, i.e. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, i.e. sex toys thrown on a WNBA court for no reason. I'm not breaking down the Mystics trade. That's not my thing, okay? I acknowledged it. I reported it. I mentioned it. That's it, okay? I'm not doing that. It's not my show. But this is a issue that is polarizing, that is controversial in nature, that everybody is talking about. Everybody is buzzing. Everybody is trying to check out the video. Everybody is either laughing or horrified and disgusted by. And count me into the horrified, disgusted by category. Not because I'm some champion of the WNBA, but because we're not supposed to treat human beings like they're peasants, like they're people that don't matter, like they're red, like their blood isn't red. No matter what identity or sexual orientation or whatever they are or have, grow the bleep up. And I hope your asses, your dumbasses, get thrown in jail. And if anybody out there thinks about doing that at the next Mystics game, I don't know when they're home next. I think they're on the road on Friday. If anybody out there thinks, that's listening to this and thinks it's a funny idea, it's not funny. It's stupid. It's insulting. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. And it shows what kind of scumbag you are. I'll just leave it like that. You want to comment on it? Go right ahead.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.